were getting married. Now marriage rates are in the shit.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But the reason why abortion is so hotly – it's a form of political power, first of all, but it's a form of gender power for women because they are the only ones who can decide
which babies get born.
It's eugenics is what it is. It's a form of eugenics.
Holy shit, man. I've never
thought
that
way. So what happens is – that's why when Argentina or Ireland or whatever legalizes abortion, the whole world celebrates along with them because it is a consolidation of female power. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's not about, oh, well, what about rape? What about this? What about that? No, they can rapes and, you know, births that happen that are like as a result of assaults, let's just say, account for a fraction of 1%.
Yeah.
So the vast even if you give me the numbers, the vast majority of pregnancies that result as assault, pregnancies that are aborted are electively aborted.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that you cannot argue against that.
Yep.
They are electively aborted, and so it's my body, myself. Well, I you know, you don't know what it does to a woman's body. Blah blah blah. That's not my – okay, I agree with you. You still have all the power.
Yeah.
I don't care what it does to your body.
Yeah.
You still have all the power, and there's nothing that you could do. And think about how powerful that is. You're directing the course of reproduction and humanity.
Yep.
Right?
Men have zero authority in that.
Right. So anyways, there's that aspect. So the reason why abortion is such a big deal still even now today is because now it's used as a form of locking in the alpha male that they couldn't lock in. And now he is legislatively bound to support that child.
Yep. Whether it is or not.
Trap a celebrity or whatever.
Or else it's the guy's hot. He's got no money. I'm going to go and convince my girlfriend that it was actually this guy who's the father of the child. And there's nothing he can do. Because,
wait a minute. Aaron can be alpha. He can be the alpha.
One ugly child.
Leprechaun alpha.
But at least the child could drive.
We do poly. No, we do poly right now, and the only reason it's even in our popular consciousness is because we're trying to normalize it.
Yeah. Now I'll say this real quick. Sam F has a $20 super chat here. Very good. It says Myron always says that 10% of guys are piping 100% of the women, but Rolo has previously said this isn't true. CLAWF podcast. Can Rolo clarify?
So they misinterpret this because a lot of MGTOWs do that. Well, PUAs too.
Who's LAWF?
Well. I don't know.
Okay.
He might be one of my followers. But so what I see is like a lot of guys make this mistake. They say, you know, that 20% of guys are banging 80% of the women. Like they get the Pareto principle wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What it is that 100% of women want to get with the top 20% of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether or not those top 20% of guys are banging 100% of the women, probably not.
Probably another thing.
But that's what they think because they want – it's doom and gloom. It sounds worse than it actually is if you can say that. Pareto principle is this. 80% of guys are low SMD guys who have to figure out how to solve the reproductive problem. And by that, I mean, how am I going to get laid? I'm going to make money. I'm going to better myself. I've got to go from ordinary to extraordinary so that I can get the sex and reproduce with the woman that I want. Most men don't get to choose that unless they're the top 20% of guys that say, I like you. Sexual selectivity. By and large, women are the sex that selects. Men are the ones that perform.
Yep.
Unless the guy is so high up
that
she's got to perform, and then it switches it
out.
Oh,
that's not fair, Rolo.
So, Rolo,
that makes sense.
80-20 rule.
That's why Cappy has to get gold coins.
Monica Harry.
Find a rainbow.
Your boy threw a punch. Yeah, first punch. That's bullying.
Real quick. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Are you gonna say
something? Yeah, I was gonna do a check your text message.
Sorry.
Okay. While we're waiting.
Should I have verified?
I'm gonna do it.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I see it. Go ahead.
Yeah. It is time for another edition of the Cocaine Chronicles of Donovan Sharp. So These are cocaine stories I used to tell on the six, we're at the seven, and I always have my sunglasses on because it's sort of a. So anyway, so we're at this party, right?
Yeah.
And we were celebrating. Well, everybody there was celebrating a marriage. So I was dating this. She was a cocktail waitress, and her name was Melissa, and her stripper friend was getting married. Some rich guy actually convinced her to get married. This girl was like, I don't know, 24, 25 years old. Dude, she was young. She was hot. It was great. So we're all now here's the thing. This guy was mega rich, mega loaded. He had a big time cocaine problem. He was a coke head. you can always tell some a white guy's a cokehead when if they don't have any facial hair, their upper lip is always everything is always red because they do coke all the time. This guy used to have a grinder. He would put a brick of cocaine in a grinder. He would grind, and it would be like the finest powder. No credit cards, no crushing. No, it was just grinding out. It was crazy. So everybody's getting lit. Everybody's getting loaded. We're McDonald's straws all over the place. And so, you know, congratulations, you're getting married, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, we hear panic. People are screaming, oh, my God, Dennis is dead, blah, 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 blah. Dennis is the rich guy, his fiance. Sitting on the couch, he's not breathing, right? The ambulance comes. They're doing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, all this other kind of stuff. Like, we really thought the guy was dead. So eventually he comes to, and they put him, you know, he's up and he's talking and all this other kind of stuff. Obviously they're going to take him to the hospital and get him all cleaned up. So, you know, they take him to the hospital, right? So we find out the next day that they were married. Their marriage was like 2 months off. They it was a big extravagant wedding. We found out that they were married the very next day. On the way to the ambulance, her best friend made her stop. I don't think they did this. I think they probably did this afterwards because I don't think an ambulance would stop. But the point is this dude almost died. And so what she did, she said that they stopped on the way. I don't believe that. As soon as he was released from the hospital, they went right to the Vegas wedding chapel and got married right then and there.
Wow.
This guy was loaded. I don't know what happened to Dennis after that. Chances are, I don't know. He's probably dead. But this guy had a real problem. She says, okay, Dennis has a real problem, and I almost lost him. So go ahead and patch him up, and we're going to go see Elvis Presley and get married.
That goes to show how strong hypergamy is,
true
guys.
Story. You know true story, man. True story.
That's crazy, bro. If that doesn't show that women love opportunistically, I don't
know
what does.
It was unbelievable. Oh, but they still had their big extravagant wedding, though, right?
Yeah.
She wanted to get the paperwork done.
Okay, before we hit the phone lines, we did hit some super chats here. I'll read them real fast. George Diaz, MX $100. What are your thoughts on the film The Pickup Game? Shout out to you all from Mexico. And then Ivan Sotelo, Rolo, your thoughts are helping me connect the dots when I've simp or be an alpha. Reading book 2, Intersexual Dynamics, is essential for men to be advanced in this world. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you so much. Oscar Epic lineup this week. Shout out to all the RPOGs. Really helped me get on the path to being a high-value male. This is my new favorite podcast here. Cheers, fellas. Thank you so much, Oscar. Eric Jondell, what are your thoughts on the Washington Football Club canceling their cheerleaders and announcing the first gender-neutral co-ed dancing team?
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I guess you
are. The NFL is dead. The NFL.
Yeah, that's
dead.
It. It's over.
After COVID, if I don't know if they will, but if we're in lockdowns by the time the next season starts, NFL's dead.
This is
okay.
Red
Pill Thor, hell yeah, you men are knocking it out the park with live demonstrations of RP knowledge. Cappy, did you get your bracer I sent you, brother?
I did. Yeah, and it's big. I got kind of smaller wrists, but I did get it. Yeah.
Thor, none of you guys can do that.
It's almost as nice as yours. Yes.
Sika and Yang, $24. Women create these men, then turn around and call them weak ass men with mommy issues. Hey, man, it's true. Yeah.
Yep.
The sexual marketplace that we have now is created by women. And here's the thing, like I said, the 80% of women that like have all the sexual selection, what they've inadvertently done is they've given the top 5% of men all the real power. So, because as we
we're
know,
gonna
women
take
dig
it.
Up. So, yeah.
We're
going to
take it. You know it.
Here's a good one. Avid Hiker, your predictions on the RP friends only, monogamy, and poly. We answered that one. Sorry. Did you guys have an opinion on that? And Rolo.
No, I have.
Men and women can be friends, but it only benefits women.
Okay, we're good. So let's hit the phone lines, guys. And we got 2,200 live viewers. Guys, I don't want to stop the show.
Yeah.
Please like the video, guys.
Guys, real talk, right? Real talk. You got this content here, right? It's invaluable.
Yeah.
It is insanely valuable. Please like this video.
That's all we're asking, guys. You know,
like the video.
And I'm going to put timestamps in it. A lot of work goes into this, guys.
And also,
like the video,
please. Sub to the channel, too.
And sub to the channel. A lot of you guys are ninja watchers.
Yeah,
sub
to the channel.
So thank
this
you so
all,
much.
Ninja watchers.
Yeah,
this,
bro.
This all helps you guys profit so that someday you can afford to send Fresh to driving school.
So
if you want to help out Fresh, like the video.
Okay, yeah, I guess the super chat will go to – I'm not going to lie. Fresh is – he drives so slow, he's an awful
Thank
driver.
You.
Drives like his grandma.
Bro, I used to race cars in Barbados, bro.
Like on their little 3-foot small little island.
Okay, TM Flesh, women start at the top but hit the wall. Men start at the bottom and have to climb the wall. Absolutely,
ooh,
man.
Ooh, I
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, guys, if you want to ask a question to the team, super chats will be prioritized over phone calls. So if you want to cut the line, super chat in. and we'll take your questions. So we'll open up the Q&A portion. Let's who's been waiting on the long line longest? Right there. Okay. 682. Let's get it. I think this is Phoenix.
What's up, caller?
What's up, caller?
What's going on, fellas? It's Red Pill Mike.
Hey! Oh, Mike,
how you doing, man?
So, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike. What's up?
I'll try and make it brief. I got a caveat that I want to ask y'all about to the who hurt you line, and I think Rollo started to go this direction last night when he was talking to Amanda. But here's my question. I'll give you my take and get to the question. Every time I've ever heard that response, the woman that was saying it to me was resembling a radicalized third wave feminist that said it. And my thought process is what I think I don't really hear a lot of people saying, but I'm starting to think is probably more true. I think because a lot of women who have gone down that path and went to that belief system of, you know, feminism, especially the third wave, they did it out of a way of coping with a transgression or a hurt that came to them in the past. So because of the fact that they meet a guy that is so strong in his beliefs and because they're so strong in theirs, subconsciously they think the only way that he could possibly think this was if somebody hurt him in his past, because what they're seeing is a reflection in themselves in some way that's really not a reflection. It's just what they're misleading themselves to think. Does that make sense, or do you guys think I'm coming out of left field with this, Jim?
Listen, it makes perfect sense, but they're right. The reason we come to these conclusions is because we have been hurt, right? When women say "who hurt you," what they're doing is it's an insult, and they're also trying to shame us from using the wisdom gained from past failure.
Yeah.
Again, I put my hand on the stove. I burned my hand on the stove. I did that several times. Now I'm out here telling men, don't put your hand on the stove.
Yeah.
But women want to come in here and say, well, why are you telling men what stove did you burn your hand on? That's exactly what they're doing. And again, just like it came full circle, when they say "who hurt you," it is an insult. You, who hurt you, Myron Dane? Translation, a girl got over on you. So you've been burned by a girl. This is why you're sullen and bitter. You're not Mr. Alpha Male, and you can't tell us about girls because you've been burned by girls.
And I'll say this real fast. For people that wonder, like, yo, Myron, where'd you get this knowledge? You guys want to know who red pilled me? My mom. My mom was the one that always told me as a child, hey, don't marry an American woman. She's not going to cook. She ain't going to clean for you. She's going to chase her career. She's going to cheat on you, whatever. And and as a kid growing up,
And your
mom
was from Sudan?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
so
real tough.
So
I
was
Mama Gaines.
I'm glad you brought this
so
up.
She told me
because
that.
I was trying to, I mean, remember what I tell you, when a woman says who hurt you, it's you've already reached the wall. That's the point of diminishing returns right there. But the reason why I tried to explain this to her, but she's too drunk to get it. But so what happens is what you have there is you have a conflict. What we have is a failure to communicate.
Yes.
You're trying to communicate rationally. She's trying to communicate emotionally.
Yeah.
So if in girl world, in emotional land, which is pretty much the whole world right now, when a reasonable argument conflicts with what feels bad or what doesn't, like in emotion world, this is what's right. In reason world, you're speaking a language that emotion world can't figure out, right?
Yeah.
So her only recourse when you tell her something that goes against that reality, I'm in the right. Well, how do you know you're in the right? Because I'm in girl world and I'm in emotion land. And here's this guy from rational, reasonable land telling me something that goes against what my emotional beliefs are. So when she's confronted with that and she has no counter argument to it, it feels bad. And the only thing she can do is say, well, the only reason why you over here in rational land would think that is because something hurt you.
Yeah.
Something created this in you because no one on our side of the world would think the way you do.
Yeah.
You have an offensive, and this is not just with with women. It can go for like political ideology, religious ideology. It doesn't matter. It's emotion versus reason. And when somebody says who hurt you, that's an emotional response. Hurt.
Yeah.
It's who hurt you.
Who
damaged you emotionally that made you like this? Because everybody over here, we're in the right and we're wondering how can you possibly think the way you do?
Yep.
Because the only rational, reasonable, the only emotional explanation is you were hurt. Because if you hadn't been hurt, you'd be with us.
Yep.
You'd think the way
Boom.
We do.
Or I'd even the parallel or the twin sister of who hurt you is you must have mommy issues. You must have issues.
Mommy didn't love you enough.
Right. And that is to debunk you and any because they cannot accept that you might be telling the truth and it's real. Mm-hmm. So they need to dismiss you and write you off as someone mentally ill or someone who has an axe to grind. And that's as simple as I would
know. I remember when you said, like, no one calls women on their shit. And they'll go their whole lives without, like, hearing anything that the three ladies heard last night.
Yep.
The reason why you get who hurt you is because no one has ever confronted them in the way that you did.
And
they don't know what to do. They don't know how to process that. Because everyone in emotion land agrees with them.
Yeah.
They've never had any conflict in emotion land because it's always follow your heart.
Yeah.
Follow your, you know, just do what feels right and everything will work out and it's sunshine and rainbows. And then when you come in and say, no, you're 29, your time's running out. You're 31. Your time's already run out.
Yeah.
You know, more or less statistically speaking, because here's the hard data.
Yeah.
They don't want hard data. They want rainbow and sunshine like the rest of the emotion land has taught them. So it's those women who are locked in that, who have never had any kind of insight. You're giving them cause to have insight and it feels bad.
And I'll say this too real quick. If a woman challenges male privilege, she's championed. If a man challenges female privilege, he's ostracized. And the thing is that we want to live in a – we want to pretend that women don't have, you know, decided advantages over men, not only in the sexual marketplace but in other endeavors as well. And like I always said, man, a lot of women, they don't want equality. They want equality of outcome. You know what I'm saying?
It's called socialism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, hey, Mike, is that – I think that answers that though, right? Because we got a lot of people waiting. Is Mike still there?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think pretty much when you lay it out, I think – still to this day, women deal with past transgressions in an emotional way. The red pill is men dealing with it in a logical platform as opposed to an emotional. And that's the part they're just never going to get because they're not like us.
Yeah. And Rollo says this all the time. One of my favorite quotes from Rollo, you don't take the RP to hate women. You take the RP to not hate them for what they'll never be to you. So I think understanding is very important for men, man. That's how they keep the noose off their necks and the guns out their mouths. We got some super chats. Mike, thank you so much for calling in, brother. What were you going to say?
Peace out.
AJ Baylock, call in, bro.
Oh, yeah, AJ Baylock, yeah. And thank you so much for the $100 super chat earlier, bro. We definitely saw it. We got some super chats. Let's hit those real quick, Chris. Tricky Trinity, $9.99. And the sad thing is you can sign a prenup under duress, but you can get married under impending doom. That's very true. Because who's the NBA player that got in the brawl? Stephen Jackson.
Jackson and Jermaine O'Neal.
The
Malice in the Palace.
Pacers, yep.
Yeah.
So
he told and Ron Artest.
He told a story how he was going to get married to a woman, and a year out plus, he was trying to get a prenup signed. She would not sign it. She kept like putting it off. I'm not going to sign. Blah blah blah. So wedding day comes. They're there. She still hasn't signed it. So he cancels the wedding. He's like, I'm not going to do it. She comes running into the groom's room, crying. I'll sign it. Fortunately, he was smart enough to know we're not going to do this because now you're going to be under duress and you can still come after me.
Tremendous foresight.
He told that story on World Star Hip Hop. I want you guys to go check it out. Stephen Jackson. He tells the story how he was with this woman. And, you know, he made all the accommodations for her. She wanted to get married in a certain place with a certain pastor.
Yeah.
All this stuff. He conceded. He let her get all these things. But the one thing he asked was sign this prenup. And she would not do it. And she kept putting it off until the wedding day. And then she tried to make him do it under duress so that, you know, she could come back. And he was like, no. And he walked away from the wedding. Thankfully for him.
He had a good lawyer.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, man. So more on hold with the 1999. Women want a high value man, but they get attached physically, emotionally, mentally to the alpha male. Absolutely, man. Jake Pill, Red Snake, Rollo, break this down, please. I've never been into virtual BS like OnlyFans, etc. I like to conquer and dominate women, and I thought that was normal. LOL, but apparently OnlyFans is popular. He asked us
yesterday.
Yeah. Go back to the episode yesterday, man. I actually put a timestamp on it. Rollo broke down OnlyFans and why men pay for it to really well. He surgically
down
broke
to
it down.
The nanomolecule.
Yep. So man, go check that out on the video from yesterday.
Caller.
Chris, we got any more super chats or no?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's hit 5-7. I think this is definitely Colombia.
Colombia.
I want my mom.
Hey, caller.
What's up?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Hey. So this goes out to all of you. I want to know what you think, but specifically to Aaron, because this deals with statistics. I know there are a bunch of factors that have led to open hypergamy, but it seems that the core factor is that there are too many men in the sexual marketplace worldwide. Now, I'm looking at statistics from World Population Review. I look at the ages where women will get into the sexual marketplace, 18 to like 40, 42, something like that. And as you go down, the numbers of women per per age. So
okay.
It looks like there's just too many men.
I mean, what percentage? Yeah, what percentage? I mean, is there like 1% less men? And we also have to factor in China, which bumped off a fair amount of their women back in the day. No,
yeah.
Seriously, it's
yeah.
tragic. It's sad.
I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example with Russia, because that's one of the countries that's considered to be, you know.
Hey, caller. Just so you know, try to keep it brief, please.
Yeah.
Just so.
A lot of people waiting.
We got a lot of people waiting, man.
So for example, Russia, age 29, males, 980,000 versus
right.
females 950,000, and it continues that trend from 42 downwards.
Yeah, I don't know, but when you're talking, those numbers are in the 99. You know, it's 99% men
yeah.
to women. That's such a small fraction that I don't think that plays into
yeah.
hypergamy at all. What I think, if anything, it's the internet, and now women have. We repeated this a million times before, but they have unlimited attention now. From global men, anyone hooked up to the internet. You throw in COVID, women are certainly now no longer interested in meeting what's in their, you know, 50-mile radius. So I'd say that's a much bigger factor than a very small fractional difference between the male and female population.
All right.
Next.
All right.
Okay. I mean, that's just one age, but it goes down every single age.
Yeah, I don't think that
down.
Has anything to do with
it.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. There are more men than women. No. Oh, the reason why there's open hypergamy is because of the smartphone, feminism, the internet, and dating apps. Right?
Yeah,
period.
That's the main culprit, man, because remember,
yeah.
like the globalized sexual marketplace creates the illusion of choice.
And unlimited choice.
Thing is this, and they've done sales studies on this. Like I think it was done at an ice cream shop. They had like a bunch of flavors, and they found that it was harder to make sales
yeah.
when they had like 50 flavors.
Yeah.
So they told them, hey, 3 flavors, assholes. And then people started buying more.
Go.
So that's the problem that women have, man. Men struggle to attain women. Women struggle with filtering out men that are suitable for them.
All right.
So thank you so much for that. If you guys want to get ask a question, Super Chats take priority over the phone calls if you don't want to wait. Okay. Nine.
Shout out to Vlad
Let's
Putin in the chat.
Out.
Vlad, did someone
bang
say something? Something funny? Okay.
Yeah, Vlad Putin.
Vlad. Okay.
Somebody named Vlad Putin.
Anything else, Chris? We're on up. Okay. Let's hit the phone lines. 972.
Make it
air.
Brief.
All right. Hey guys, all of y'all are legends. So
thank you.
My question yes, is, how does a man avoid using the red pill as a moral ideology versus a praxeology, as Rollo says, since it's mental laziness to just see things black and white?
Oh. So the question is, how do you see the RP as a praxeology versus an ideology?
Oh. I don't think I understand.
Yeah,
it's
like how would you use that in life versus just like, I don't know, a lot of...
Ideology is a belief.
A lot of people try to make it an ideology.
He's out thinking in the room. I don't think.
Yeah.
No. He's asking this because I talk about this in book four. Okay. So
yeah,
like a lot. So the reason why I even went into, I'll give you the briefest answer I can possibly do.
Okay.
On this,
yeah,
okay.
Go for it.
So when I talk about the red pill is a praxeology. Praxeology is a study of human behavior in the sense that human behavior has a purpose to it. That's
yeah.
why it locks in really well with like evolutionary psychology. Ideology is more about belief. It's more about how should I live my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say I'm not going to give you prescriptions. I'm going to give you tools. Those tools are, here's the data. Here's what I see happening. Here are the observations. Take this data and find a predictive framework according to what this is, and you form best practices, right? So those best practices in the case of the red pill is game, is PUA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So here's the things that we think, here's what we see going on. It's been going on for a long time. Guys get together all over the world. We aggregate our information
right.
about women in the sexual marketplace. We compare notes. We say, hey, go out down there, try the approach,
yeah.
and if it doesn't work, bring your data back here and we'll adjust things accordingly.
Yeah.
That's the praxeology part of it. Ideology is, well, is doing this right or wrong? Should you be?
Shit.
Should you go down there and do? And are you a good person? Is this? And so the ideology part is more about like, what's its ethics. It's a what should be done. What's the morality of this? What's the right thing to do? What's the wrong thing to do? Rather than what is. A belief is what should be. Praxeology is what is. There's a full chapter in book four. It's called Belief versus the Empiricist. Empiricism is the praxeological side of the red pill. Belief is the ideology. Now, the reason why there's a conflict here is because ideologists want, and we had this kind of a little mini version of this.
Yeah, we had it
night.
Right here. The fairness and not fairness.
Ideology was here on this side of the table saying, who hurt you, right?
Yep.
Or why does it have to be this way? You're a bad person because you're hurting me because of this. And we're just saying, no, here's the data, here's the facts. Mm-hmm. So you're having this conflict. So the only way that ideology can in any way reconcile they're being wrong or right or whatever with a reasonable, rational praxeology, the only way it can reconcile that is by saying what you believe is not the red pill. It's an ideology.
Yeah.
It's not really a praxeology.
Let's water it down.
And praxeology, think of it as like a loose form of science, right?
We're
writing it with pencil kind of thing. So what happens is the ideologists have to make the praxeology of the red pill into right or wrong. This is the way it should be done, or purple pill it, where we say we accept enough of it that it aligns with what we believe, and we throw away the rest.
Yeah. Right.
So the ideological side of it wants to turn the praxeological side of it into an ideology because that's the only way it can win the argument.
Because
ideology can't win an argument against the science of the praxeology. Whether it feels good or it feels bad, it can't win an argument unless what you're saying is bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong. Well, why is it wrong? Well, just the fact that you're even asking the question, why is it wrong, means that you're looking at this from a data-driven perspective and they're looking at it from a belief.
And you have mommy issues.
Yes, and a small penis.
And
a small penis.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And all the above.
All right, caller, thank you so much for that. These are lining up. Chris,
guys,
I think some super chats came in.
Guys, short and brief, please.
Yeah. What was that? See anything? Oh, I could have sworn I saw one come in. Oh, right there. That one.
No, it's below 10.
Shout out to Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin has made an appearance in the chat. He has taken some time off from running Mother Russia.
Go to the one that's five. Go to the one that's five.
Shirtless on a bear.
The one above, that's five.
No.
Okay.
Well, Jarrell Davis, here we go.
Okay, Jarrell Davis. In a woman's world, a man explains the truth, which is the rain. The rain is disrupting their way of life. Little do they know that the rain brings everything needed for a long, fruitful life. Wow, very good, Jarrell. That's
very poetic.
Fax machine.
Yeah, that's very true. Again, guys, if you want to get a question answered, super chat it in. We got 470 on the line.
470, let's go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's you. All right, so my question is more about MGTOW. Like, okay, so I'm 19, by the way. So I'm generally taken aback when I listen to your live streams, Rolo, you're right. You're fundamentally correct about what you're saying. I see a lot of dots connected in my life as a teenager. My point is, MGTOW, where do you make the correlation? One, why do you constantly connect them to, like, Black Pill? I understand Black Pill, they're very doomed, for lack of a better term, loser-ish, and why do you correlate MGTOW with being a loser? Like, for me, a lot of the MGTOW content creators I watch, they are, basically telling me the consequences of making bad decisions with women, marriage, divorce, things of that nature.
That's what we do. That's what we do. And listen,
Hold on.
19 years. No, that's okay. You can put them on hold. You're 19. It's okay. Like, just stand down for a little bit. We'll let you finish. Real quick, the answer to your first question is, why do you conflate MGTOW with Black Pill? Well, because the number one Black Piller out there is named MGTOW Dictionary. There's your answer.
Well, and so here's the thing is when I talked about this a little bit on my Sunday stream last Sunday. And
oh, that was
I think I talked about it with you on Monday, Myron.
Yeah.
MGTOW, MRAs, incels, PUA even, really, tradcons, all of those are prescriptions.
Yeah.
All of those are, here's what I've got the data, and this is what I'm going to do.
It's a response to the sexual marketplace.
I've said this before, is that MGTOW, if you are red pill, you cannot help but live your life in a different way, right?
Yeah.
I've men going their own way. Okay, great. Where are you going? What are you doing? That's a very broad, abstract, acronym there. for most MGTOWs, why do I conflate it with the black pill? Is because that's where the black pill started. It started with the more desperate, nihilistic, despondent side of MGTOW. Are all MGTOWs the same? No. All MGTOWs are not the same. Okay, can we get that? Can we end this fucking conversation?
Why do you hate MGTOW?
Listen, if you're 19 years old and you found this content, you can do whatever you want. Just don't.
It's a prescription.
Just don't.
MRA, prescription. Incel, prescription. MGTOW, prescription. If TradCon, PUA, name it.
They're
that's what
labeled,
you're
man.
Doing with the analysis that the praxeology of the red pill is giving you, okay?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, for MGTOWs, MGTOWs have a really – they have a tough time defining what the fuck they are, okay? Can you be married to be a MGTOW? Some will say yes. Some will say no. Can you be – you know, do you have to like live in a fucking closet somewhere and never talk to women ever again? Some will say yes. Some will say no.
You know Jack Napier too?
Yeah. as far as the definition of MGTOW to me, from what I can gather, is it's only unified by one thing. You do not make women the metric of your life and your self-worth from there on out. What you do with that, how you decide to live your life after that, is really up to you. Are you going to get married? Yeah, but am I going to make my wife the measurement of my life? No, I'm not. Sounds a lot like red pill when I say, women should never be the focus of your life. They should be a complement to your life, never the focus of your life. We've been saying that since 2002, 2004, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. When you were probably watching Playhouse fucking Disney, okay? We've been talking about this for a long time.
Don't go
long
MGTOW caller.
Time.
Please don't do that, man.
So MGTOW is a prescription. PUA is a prescription. Mm-hmm. Game, whatever, however you're using it. And there'll probably be more factions in the future that use this in a different – TradCons use red pill principles in some ways to like form their – you know, I don't know where they go drink light beer and run around in Jeeps or something like that. I mean, that's their
right,
prescription,
right?
Yeah. The prescription is get married, save the West, Deus Volt. That's a prescription. You're using the same data. It's the same fucking
thing. The most important thing you said is that there is no clear definition. Every time you try to peg down what MGTOW is or isn't, you still don't get it.
Yeah.
They want it to be a moving target. MGTOWs want to be special, right?
The juice isn't worth the squeeze, but you still want the fucking juice.
How can you tell the juice isn't worth the squeeze if you've never had the fucking juice? I can say the juice isn't worth the squeeze because I've had the juice. Like, enough with that.
There's a million MGTOWs right now that are going to say, well, I was in that. I had sex with lots of
bullshit.
Women.
Bullshit. That's fucking bullshit because you wouldn't be a MGTOW if you were.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
It's just sour grapes, right? It's just like, I had that and I didn't really want that. I'm too cool to be in the sexual marketplace.
Yes.
No, you're not too cool. You're exiting it for a reason. I'm not saying you have to. I'm not trying to say, get in there, man. Here, buy my course. Buy my book. I'm not fucking throwing – you don't want to. I'm not going to try to sell you a car you don't want to fucking buy. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
But if you do, if you want to learn about it, this is the analysis. This is the observation. This is the data. Take it and use it. I've said this a billion fucking times, which I don't know how many times I have to repeat this. I'm not in the business of making men better men. I'm in the business of having men make themselves better men with the data and the tools that I give you. I don't know how else to make that any more simple for you.
Listen, I knew it was coming. Something in the tone of his voice. If you go back and play the tape, you'll hear me say, uh-oh, when he's blowing sunshine up Rolla's ass. I'm like, dude, here comes the butt.
I get that. Every time I even say MGTOW on my channel,
it doesn't matter.
He just doesn't understand us.
No, I understand everything about you.
Oh, my God.
I understand. Again, MGTOW analysis, spot on. You got it. You're red pill in the sense that you know the reality. You're unplugged from the matrix. What do you do once you have that data?
Yeah.
Do you use it to get laid? Do you use it to say, fuck it, I'm out? What do you do?
Yeah. The point is this. I mean, guys, quite frankly, we live in a deregulated sexual marketplace where women have all the leverage. And how you respond to it is up to you. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I always say, like, a chef, a serial killer, your mom, they all use the same tools. What is that tool? A knife. So all of us are using the RP praxeology that Ro was talking about, understanding
your life,
these fundamental
things. Okay, so you've got this red pill knowledge. Is your life better because you went MGTOW? Maybe you could say you did. okay, would your life have been better if you used this red pill knowledge and you applied it to games?
Yeah.
How would you know? You're not going to do that. Maybe trad cons have it right. We're going to use the red pill and we're going to live better traditional conservative lives. Maybe that. Who knows?
But, Romo, the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
There's two sides.
Honestly, let's be real here. We all want the juice.
Yeah.
Now, some more than others. Someone suppress it, but deep down as men, we all want the juice. So it's up to you to decide.
But see, again, this comes full circle. Yeah. Men don't want the juice anymore because there's no drive. Without that rite of passage, everybody gets a trophy and a fucking ice cream sandwich at the end of the T-ball game that they're not keeping score of. You're not going to expect them to want to. They want the juice, but they're just like, fuck it. I'm not going to work for it. I've never had to work for anything in my life. Why do that? Yeah. And the guys that are willing to work for it, you're pussy beggars. You still don't get it. That's not for life. Listen, you guys do you. Go follow, all these other
– Yeah, all right.
Guys.
So let's hit the – we'll hit the super chat. Caller, I think you got a lot of game there, man. At the end of the day, what you choose to do is up to you, but as long as you're aware of female nature.
Like, shut the fuck up about it here, man.
Jake Redwell Snake, $10. The convo yesterday with all the women was a great attempt by all of you guys to get women to understand the realities of the market, but there's a lot of info needed to understand the basics. Guys, we know that talking to them is not going to work, but we know you guys like to see it, so whatever. Yeah. Jake Redwell Snake, again, with another $10. Thank you so much. It would be nice if those women watched some RP content and look into the facts and statistics and come back into the show.
They're not.
Then we can hear the woman's perspective on the market. Yeah. My friend, that will never happen because this is the thing. Women have a decided advantage on the sexual marketplace. Nowadays, they have all the leverage against most men, right? So they're not going to give that up because they've fought decades to get it, right, under the flag of
women are not Listen, women are not attracted to men they have leverage over, period.
Yeah, facts. Tricky Trini, 999, men going their own way for what? From what? Women? Stop making women the focus and build yourself. Thank you, Tricky Trini. Right. We got Unique 79.
Oh, 100 pounds.
100 pounds.
What's up, brother?
All the way from England. With many guys that women pass up with their Instagram, OnlyFans, TikTok, etc., they will have short-term victories because with more men waking up, those women will have long-term failures. The men they want will either be taken or will have a rotation of women. Absolutely. That's what I was trying to explain to these women. Yep. You want a top 1% guy? Understand that you're going to have to share them. And I loved how the women would not deviate and like lower their standards. They said, well, no, I'm a top 1% woman. And they based it all on
that. I rather die single with my cat.
Yeah. That goes to show you guys
dog.
How little women have respect for lower SMB men, bro.
Right.
They'd rather die.
If I recall correctly, I don't remember. Like, she was like, all three of you guys, I wouldn't even consider. Am I misremembering? I don't want to put
words but in. I don't think they think that. I think it was in the heat of the moment. Because after the show, like, you weren't here, but dude, we were all dabbing it up, taking pictures. I mean, I understood that they were.
Right. Women hate beta males. They hate them with such vitriol that they will take soul crushing jobs to avoid having to have your baby.
They hate them with that much intensity that they will go and get useless degrees.
They will go and, like I said, work in the American corporate culture because she was saying, I'd rather be alone forever. She would rather be alone forever than have your beta.
And she is not lying.
Frog in her.
She's telling the truth. Yeah. She is telling the truth. She's not lying. That's the intensity of
how much she doesn't want
and
to.
I want you guys to thank Amanda because the thing is this, guys. She just had the balls to say it. Other women will never say that. Oh, no, I'll give a guy – what will they say instead? Oh, I'll give a guy a chance, no matter how short or tall he is.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Amanda's like, nope, not doing it.
Yeah. No. Guys, I want you guys to understand that is how most modern-day women think.
Yep.
I'm not settling. I make my own money, and if you don't measure up, I'd rather die alone. Timestamp that.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So we got J-Pot with $10 Super Chat. The problem with men going their own way is they have taken themselves out of the marketplace. They're no longer competition. Here's another thing, too. I don't have a problem with MGTOWs, anything like that. I get it. It's a valid response to the current marketplace that we're in.
Yeah.
But what I will tell you guys is this. This is the reality. Women don't even notice that you're going your own way.
They don't care. You're invisible.
They don't care. You're already invisible before you went your own way.
Yep.
And women only see the top 10-20%
of
guys anyway.
Let me say this, man. These MGTOWs who shout from the highest mountaintop, they are exactly like black women who say, fuck y'all niggas, I'm a swirl.
Yeah.
Okay? Black women ain't trying to swirl. No, what they want is attention.
Yeah.
They want black men to say, no, wait a minute. Don't go chase those white boys. Come and get with the brothers like you're supposed to, right?
Yeah.
MGTOWs are doing the same thing. The juice isn't worth the squeeze. We're leaving. You know what girls are saying? They're like, well, bye. We weren't fucking y'all anyway.
They're not even saying bye.
They don't give a shit.
They don't even know they exist. If you ask a regular girl, what is MGTOW or RP, she has
no
idea.
No fucking fucking clue. Yeah, it's just
real quick. If the chat is saying that we hate MGTOW, could we do the announcement?
Yeah, well, guys, we don't hate MGTOW.
We don't
guys,
hate
MGTOW,
but
God, we don't hate
damn
MGTOW.
It, y'all just y'all
yeah,
talk too
yeah,
fucking
go ahead,
much.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Can we say it?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Okay, guys, just so you know, on Monday we have a special guest.
Yeah.
And that guest is
Coach Greg Adams, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Uh-huh. So if we hated the MGTOWs, why would we bring –
Yeah,
on?
Yeah,
like,
no, man.
Guys, no.
Listen, guys, everyone here at the table is their own man with different opinions,
yep.
Okay? So what Rolo thinks versus what Donovan thinks versus what Aaron thinks and what we think are different things, and that's okay. We can have this discussion.
Yep.
I've always said it. I think MGTOW is a valid response to the current sexual
Agreed.
Marketplace
Agreed.
For a lot of guys. I don't knock them because, yes – a lot of women are not worthy of a relationship.
Yep.
Quite frankly, a lot of women have bad habits.
You're right, but here's the problem. They want to infiltrate everything else. They want everyone to know that they're going their own way. We're going our own way. Listen, we get it.
Yeah.
It's just a valid response, but I will say that the women don't even know.
They don't
because,
know.
Again, the guys that are at the top of the sexual marketplace are not MGTOW. So they don't even until you get
Leonardo DiCaprio
rappers and everybody else coming out here saying, yo, we're not banging you chicks unless you change. Women are never going to change.
Listen, the guy at CVS cashing out your items, she doesn't see. The guy at the bus stop,
nope.
She doesn't see.
Invisible.
The guy working, doing the tires, she doesn't see.
Chad
nope. So those
Elkin.
Guys.
Yeah. Remember the CPA I tried to set up? I said, I got a CPA
oh, yeah,
who makes
yeah.
a lot. Here's a guy, it's good-looking guy, makes a lot of money.
5'6".
So, 5'6".
No.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yo, the moment
yeah.
he,
yo,
she
yo.
Doesn't
yo,
exist.
She was like, listen in, 5'6". She said, oh, no.
Immediately
hell no.
Checked out.
That's
immediately
it.
Checked out.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
And guys, I have that time stamped in the video as well
yeah.
where Aaron tried to set that up and they said
oh,
no.
Oh, by the way, I actually have Chad Elkin's response to that response. If I can
well,
find
hey,
it.
Hold
go
on,
ahead
no,
going.
No, no, don't. For his own professionalism.
Okay.
Don't mention that.
Okay. 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 So.
He politely declined.
We got another super chat, Chris. Okay. Yeah. Get TFM Turf Lee and Monkey to call into the show. He's
okay.
a legend.
Oh.
And will explain better than anyone.
Okay. Here we go.
Why
here we go.
The way.
Okay. Can I?
We're afraid
okay.
of turd flinging monkey.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. I'll be happy to talk to you. I have the email correspondence.
I tune into him all the time.
I think TFM.
Yeah.
He gets his analysis and
yeah.
observations.
We're
gonna
be
spot
on.
Yeah. We're
spot
not
on.
We won't be able to get. We won't be able to get all of them. Yeah. We won't. Do we?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
So this
fresh just dropped on us right now.
Call into the late night show.
Yeah, well, hold on. Here's the other thing, too, I just want to say.
Yeah. Yeah,
guys, because people have asked me about my thoughts on TFM, I think you made a phenomenal video, the one, Why She'll Never Love You. I thought that was one of the most pragmatic and reasonable ways to explain how women love opportunistically. But I haven't seen him on YouTube. I don't know where he's at.
He's on BitChute.
He's on BitChute
now? Yeah, he's leaving.
Listen, honestly, dude, him and, well, there's another guy who a lot of people compare him to. TFM, he's brilliant.
Yeah, he's very intelligent.
He is nobody. There's few people that do it like he does. But his audience likes to tell us, you guys are afraid of TFM. What is there to be afraid of?
Yeah, we're happy to have
like,
him
I don't understand
sure,
why
let,
there's a.
Let me. I'll explain. Then we can hopefully get off this topic.
Yeah.
there are two types of MGTOW.
Ones
who literally did it and went their own way. I'd probably be considered one of those. Some of you know they've gone and done their own thing.
You
they've
right
reprioritized
okay.
women. They're not number one in life anymore. And then there are those, as we had a previous conversation about, where 70% of the people in a movement are not there for that actual movement.
Right.
They're there for alternative.
Right.
And what I've seen long ago, and I got caught a ton of flack for it, I said, why men should stop abusing MGTOW? Because they're using it as excuse not to go to the gym, not to pursue excellence, not to work hard, because,
bitches all the same, man.
You need to work to clean. And that's where it's like, no. The real MGTOWs are out there doing their own thing. And you wouldn't hear from them because they probably have other things to do.
Because they've gone their own way for real.
They've done their own thing, right. And then there are some who are academic and they're legit and sincere. But I would say there's a good 20%, especially when you're 17 or 18, like, yeah, screw girls, man. Am I right? I'm like, dude, you just hit puberty like last week.
Yeah, your balls dropped.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
what, like, what are we doing?
So I can see what you're having with such a confrontation is you guys are calling into question their value and agency and per their religion. And once you just realize that and realize that there's real MGTOWs and they're doing their own thing, you don't have to worry about the SPURGTOWs or the virgin toes.
I don't know what debate
or whatever
the
heck
have.
They are, because they're just lazy people abusing the concept of MGTOW. So it really doesn't – I wouldn't give them the time of day. Don't worry about it.
I think the MGTOWs that are respectable are TFM, I think, probably. Better Bachelor, Coach Greg Adams, Aaron Clary, right? But just like you said, most of the guys under in the MGTOW banner, all they want to do – the reason why they want us to debate – TFM, and I don't know what there is to debate. We agree on 99.9%
of
everything. Is the same reason. Is the same reason why people love to hear women call into Kevin Samuel's show and get eviscerated. They want that red meat. There is nothing to be gained from a debate. Oh, you're afraid of TFM. What am I afraid of? We
it
agree
will
on literally everything.
You.
What is there to destroy?
Yeah.
Right?
If you like, call this to the show, we would agree on 99% of everything. I mean,
somebody asked in the chat, why does Donovan never stop talking? Well, this is what I do for a living. Bam. this is
you
could
tune into my channel, Aaron Clary, on YouTube, and you won't be there.
And I won't be there. I will not be there.
Go subscribe to him. Okay, Roland Coldhurst, Monday is going to be straight comedy. I don't get it. Is that like
dude,
joke?
CGA is fucking hilarious, man.
Oh, yeah. He is funny. I thought he was like, making a
no,
okay. Insulting him or something. Okay. Red Pill Mike, $20. Yeah, he does use the funny terms, monkey double back.
Dude, I love his shit.
Red Pill Mike, $20. Super chat. The majority of hardcore MGTOWs are picking an emotional reaction to the world we live in while trying to cite into and statistics while claiming it's all about the most logical choice for men on today's dating market. I think the RP awareness is the most important, and then what you decide to do with it is up to you. You know what I'm saying? Just be RP aware. I ain't going to knock anybody for what they want to do after it.
Yeah.
Okay, 469. You're on the air.
What's up, family? This is Wavo out of Dallas.
Oh, what's up, man?
Wavo, what's up, man? How are you?
Man, okay, just real quick. I ain't going to hold you long. Last night's show was a classic. The woman in the middle with the short hair, she got a rude awakening. That was her first time being handled that way, where basically she was getting hit with all this truth and she didn't know how to handle it. And I think that's when she got up and walked away. She was really in her feelings. Y'all, I know y'all remember that.
But
the thing is, she's probably watching the show right now. She went home and she analyzed and looked at her life, and she's basically one of these, you know, Kevin called into the show and basically handed her that work. And last comment, the young lady that Donovan took a picture with, she was over there just silent, and you saw the wheels in her head moving. And the only way that all this, you know, feminists and how the dating market is just fucked up right now, the only way it's going to change is when females like her spread the word, like, hey, we got to stop waiting so late to get married. We got to protect our chastity. We got to submit, you know, because it was the females that really pushed this wave of feminism in the first place. So I had hit her in the DM and just I gave her some content about Sue Ellen Browder and where all of this really ensued from. And I believe she's going to be the ones like that are going to be the ones that spread the word and let other females know, like, hey, we got to do something different because what we're doing, it ain't working. That's all I wanted to say. Let y'all go.
Wavo, thank you for calling into the
show,
man.
Thanks, Wavo.
Let's hit a super chat. Shout out to Dallas, Texas, where Wavo is from. Okay, Spin Doctor, $10. So, three words, last night's show, especially because of Kevin Samuels, but not only that. Enough said, one spin. Guys, I understand. Yeah, Kevin did an excellent job. But, guys, also watch the beginning of it. Like, Rolo did some really good breakdowns that I purposely put in there with timestamps. I want you guys to check that out. And then Ari had a phenomenal portion where he spoke about, okay, ladies, I have three questions. And then he basically broke it down from there.
And the guys didn't talk. That was the other thing. The girls were actually able to talk during that round.
Yeah, and Donovan just yelled at everybody and cut people off.
No, we did some translations of womanese. Those were awesome, too.
Those were good. Now listen, I lean into it. It's who I am. Like,
so, guys, there's timestamps in there. Go and check it out. Okay, Cold Steel, $10. I think that females only have leverage if guys don't ask for anything at the table besides sex and attraction. When you have to bring more to the table, it changes things quite a bit, man. Yeah.
Phone lines?
We had two others.
No. Those are below.
No, they were good questions. Pull them back up real quick, Chris. Let me see them.
Those were not good.
They weren't?
Don't do it, bro.
Okay.
Okay. But check this out. Listen.
Yeah. Okay. They're not good. Okay.
Please turn down YouTube. Please turn down YouTube color. Oh boy.
Okay.
Hang on.
Boom. Either on your game or not.
6:50 now. 650, you're on there.
Hey, guys, it's AJ Baylock.
Hey!
What's up, AJ?
Welcome, brother. How you
doing? Big props to the panel. So I don't really have much to say. Though, as I was waiting, I did come up with a precursor to my call, and that is, someone asked, why does Donovan talk so much? It's because his words provide extensive value to men, and it makes him a lot of motherfucking money. Capiche?
Bang, bang.
There you go.
That's pretty goddamn obvious. So, yeah.
Well,
additionally to that, I don't have much to say, but since Fresh was pushing me to call in, I wanted to stick up a little bit for him, for the haters. Fresh is a 28-year-old baller. Came from Barbados to Miami. He's got an 850 credit score, and he drives a Maserati. And if any of you have listened to the new 6ix9ine, Sloppy Toppy in the Maserati is the way to go.
He's a legend, man.
Thank you, AJ.
Thank you, AJ. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, brother.
I've actually figured something out. I think I'm a terrible, terrible panelist. Like, I'm self-aware enough to understand that. But I'm a very, very good moderator. Mm. And it's because when I have nothing to do, I just run off at the mouth. But when I'm moderating the six, dude, I'm doing 100 different things at once, all while trying to do this three-ring circus. So, yeah, I'm a terrible panelist, but I'm a very good moderator.
Oh, great. Okay. Yo, AJ, thank you so much for calling
in,
dude.
You're the man.
Yo, Chris, make a quick note of his number, by the way, just on the side. But, okay, we got okay, yeah, got it. All right. So we got Yanko also with the $50
shout out to Yanko.
Shinobi $50 super chat. Thank you so much. I'll give you a quick Don DeMarco. Okay. MGTOWs go their own way from women to focus on developing themselves, amassing their fortunes, understanding female nature, and finding their purpose without distraction. In the best position, they are free to do what they want. Give a break. I mean, again, this goes to everybody has different interpretations, man.
Yeah.
It's just the response to the marketplace. Like I said, as long as you're focusing on yourself and you're operating with RP awareness, I think you're doing well. That's my opinion on it. You know what I mean? I don't want to have this whole battle like, ooh, da, da, da. You know, everyone has different opinions at the table, guys. Okay, we got 210 in the house. San Antonio, stand up. Chris, someone from Utah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing? Can you hear me?
Good. Yes.
What's up, bro?
Okay, so quick question. I was just wondering, reflect back, where were all of you at 22 years old?
Ooh, I can tell you that.
Four.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Hungry. I was working at the mall.
22 years old, I was in college.
22?
I was in the Hollywood metal scene is where I was. That was a freaking great time for me.
22, I had just moved to
Pull that one up,
Miami.
That Tony Ocasio one.
I just got to Miami. Had no job.
There you go.
22.
That was a good year for me.
Yeah, you were banging a bunch of chicks.
Oh, dude, 22 was terrible for me.
I just gotten into, I mean, I've been through a few bands, but I'd got into the band that was going to be like the most significant one that I was in down there. And that's when I was sort of coming into my own. So I had blonde hair down to my ass, rail thin, and living at a single-bedroom studio apartment in North Hollywood.
Dude, so you are Dave, the unemployed garage band guitar player.
Yeah, for a while I was, and it was just there was a good time of my life. Like from like 21 till about 24 was a really good time.
So you rode the carousel. Well, actually, what is it? What do we call the carousel for, guys? There it is.
Of course, late.
Yeah, dude, but 22 sucked for me. 22? Dude, I think I sniffed the vagina once when I was 22.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What were you doing at 22, Mr. Clark?
Yeah, I had graduated from college, obviously, and I worked a brief stint in Chicago. Then I went back and was working security and just getting by as a regular 22-year-old. I started doing dance at that time. I had not monetized it by teaching it or competing at that point. But
oh, so you were dancing for coins?
Hey, that no, I was not dancing for coins. No.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Caller.
Is that a good caller?
Yeah, you got that.
Hey, I'm good. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you,
man.
All right,
thank you,
let's refresh the page real quick because the signal's going down a bit. Chris, can you refresh that tab? Guys, we're gonna black out for just 1 second, okay? So bear with us.
Freak out.
We're just going to refresh it.
I think you can go on Wi-Fi.
Huh?
Yo, those five chats don't read because they're like...
Yeah, they're going to complain. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Bam.
I did not know that you could do that. So I learned something.
See,
let's see.
It's fucking Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
No, it's just a low signal and it'll come back up.
Yeah, it'll come back up. It's something with YouTube, I think.
Okay, cool.
Can you guys hear? Are we back on?
Yeah, we're back on.
We're back on right now. Awesome. Okay, we got the Paranormal Soldier, $10. I enjoyed last night's stream so much. I went out and got a BJ from a woman that looks similar to Amanda. She also had a deep voice, so I'm a little worried. Thank you, Paranormal Soldier.
Oh my goodness, man.
Okay, cool. Let's go 786. That's right here.
Yeah. That's
786 on there.
Yeah, hello.
Welcome.
What's that caller?
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you, man.
Oh, what's up? Shout out to the Red Pill. Shout out to the Kofi Yang.
All right.
But
yeah.
I just wanted to make a comment in terms of, Donovan, Cappy, Fresh and Fit, Rolo Tomasi. Hello, everyone. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on, like, you know, blue pill dudes that are, like, reluctant to, like, accept the truth for what things are. Like, my mother, this is just a comment just for everyone to know, like, that you can trust your instincts. Like, my mother was, like, an emotionally abusive, like, neglectful type. And I had confronted her several times on, like, how she had treated me and my two brothers as kids.
Yeah.
Not to get into too much detail, but, like, my older brother was autistic. And sob stories aside, like, everyone, you know, people are good and bad women on both sides. Like, there are men who are abusive just as badly, because men and women cheat the same rate. But anyways, like, at the age of 18, she was still asking me if I was going to take care of her, like, when she gets old.
Caller, do you want to know why she asked you if you were going to – hold on, caller, let me stop you right there. Do you want to know why your mother asked you at the age of 18 if you were going to take care of her if she got old? Because she wasn't sure that you would do it. And the reason why she wasn't sure that you could do it is because she knew she was a bad mom. Listen, if your mother was a good mother, she knows you're going to take care of her.
Yeah.
But if at the age of 18, your mother has to ask you, hey, are you still going to take care of me? That means that's in doubt. And the only reason why that would be in doubt is if she thinks that you have some reason not to want to take care of her later on in life. And what reason would that be? Bad fucking mom. That's it. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, dude. Hey, thanks all the information.
Shout out to Uzo Ma Aku Waki Digbo. Sent $10 for Super Chat.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Super Sticker.
Marco.
Okay. Guys, how's the video quality? Are we back?
We're good.
Guys, yeah, YouTube is messing with us. You know what I mean? Like, it's really out of our control. Like, sometimes the stream will just, like, start going down. But, yeah, we got RB. Oh, nope, sorry. What was – yo, 210, you're on the air? Okay, I think he's not.
Going, guys?
Hey, go ahead, man. Can you turn up the volume a little bit, Chris? But caller, please make it quick. Do you have a comment or question?
Yeah, just a couple comments about the girls last night. So
one
I
comment.
Found it funny how Amanda, she kept talking about like guys cheating, but then when Kevin Samuels was talking about the 1% couples that kind of allow each other to like do what they want, she had like a big smirk on her face.
Yes.
And then not only that, with the chick that was like saying she wouldn't accept a short guy, I wonder how she would feel if somebody would like not accept her for her weight. So I don't know, man. Like these double standards.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is, man. That's how women like they don't want to be held accountable,
Chris,
but they want to be the only
thanks
ones.
For the call. Let's go. Machine gun here. We're hungry.
Yeah. we'll take like a few more than
five more and then we're
done.
All right. 925, yeah, it's blown up. If you guys want to cut with 10 or above, unfortunately, so we can keep it concise. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so my question is, my sister is 30, right? And she's a therapist. She wants to get married, but she has really high standards. She wants a guy who makes around 300K. I want to help her find a person, but her standards
what's
are
your
really
dress size,
not
caller?
There.
Is she hot?
Huh? Is she hot? Well, sister,
yeah, I would
so.
Say she's a adjustable.
Chris, can you turn the volume, please? Yo, caller, you got to talk louder, man.
Listen, this is a 30-year-old woman who's a man that makes over $300,000. I'm going to ask you a question, caller. Do the men your sister want women like her, yes or no? Okay, next caller.
All right, let's go.
Silence confirmation. Let's do it.
We're not in girl mode here, guys.
Yeah.
Get with it. Keep up.
Yeah. 917.
917.
We got four more.
I love it.
917, you're on there.
Hey, what's up, Fresh and Fit?
What's up, man?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, so I work in the medical. So I work in the medical field, and my dad told me once you become a hoe, your next level is to become a nurse. So the question I have for you is that, like, why are these married women, like, who are nurses, like, around 35 to 40, and I'm trying to flirt with, like, younger guys, and, like, should I go for them? Like, they're giving hints, like, hey, I'm not happy with my marriages. and stuff like that.
No,
should
don't
I
do
like
it.
Shoot my
do
shot?
Workers, don't fuck your. Do not get laid where you get paid.
Exactly.
That's it.
Don't do it.
Next.
Okay.
708, you're on there.
Yo, how's it going? It's Fred here. I know
Claire.
Hey,
Fred.
Hey,
Fred.
So Fred.
Hey. And we can hear you.
All right, great. Donovan, hope you're doing well, Rolo. Anyway, so Aaron offered to set up Elkins and me with those two women from last night. I wasn't sure if Elkins had heard, but I texted him back my response this morning, and I just said I found them kind of pugnacious, just like a pit bull waiting to, like you know, almost like knock me over. It's like they wanted to kind of be disagreeable, sort of in an argument.
Cool. Yeah. What you're saying is that you wouldn't mess with any of the three?
No, I just thought they were too aggressive for kind of my preferences, and I know someone that aggressive is just going to be constantly a pain
not
to handle. And
so
yeah.
what
so,
you're
so
saying?
I have a
you're threatening
go ahead.
By a strong woman.
You can't handle a strong woman, Fred. That is your
no,
problem.
No. Clary knows I'm only threatened by the all the nice liberal women in my city. So who you know
I
can't stop
I'm
talking
Fred,
politics on my date.
Right, we gotta let you go because I know you're so. But
thank
you. He did Fred wrong.
One thing for Fred, let me point out Fred. Fred is he's like a 9.5. He is a good looking dude.
Open that up, Chris. 5'8".
He is very well compensated.
Right.
And I hope those girls are listening because he is the type of guy that they would want. He would not have anything to do with them.
Right.
And it wasn't even necessarily their looks. It was their personality.
Real quick, somebody in the chat says, I feel like Donovan still has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah, Donovan's earned his stripes anyway, so.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's okay to get angry, right? Like, okay, so I have a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. Okay, yeah,
hey,
you got me.
I mean, there's the Burner Performance guys, man. How you get there is up to you, you know what I'm saying? Marco, 585, you're on the air. But shout out to Marco Radosovich with the $10 super sticker. Thank you so much. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys. Calling from upstate New York. I'm a fellow Generation Xer, so I'm down with Rolo and Aaron.
Yes.
Question for Rolo. I got a 7th and an 8th grade boy, two boys. I bought two copies of your book, The Rational Male. When do you think I should start them on that? Their mother's blue pill, were divorced. I don't want to make any waves, but I want them to be aware of the ideology. So what would you recommend, Rolo, to start introducing them to
write a children's book?
You do. Oh, my God. The rational male
child.
For kids. Yeah,
the rational boy. No, I get this a lot. 7 and 8 is a little bit early. I say this.
No, 7th and 8th grade.
Oh, 8th grade. Okay, so they're what, 13 and 14, something like that? Or right
around
there?
You know, they got TikTok, 13. And they're starting to talk to girls and all that stuff.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so first things first, they're probably not going to read my book. Let's just get that out of the way right now. You need to live by example. You need to ask them questions, okay, that are relating to things that are in the book, okay? You have to paraphrase things. They're not going to – it's not something it's not a middle school reading requirement, put it that way.
Right.
But then again, it's like, you can't really wait until he's 15 or 18 or whatever, and is already forming these ideas about like what girls are about and what guys are about and that kind of stuff. So, my best advice to you, at this age is to just sort of lead by example, be the model of masculinity that they want to be, and then wait for your moments, wait for your battles. Okay. So if something's going on, they're on TikTok and you see something and you go, why do you think that girl did that? Why do you think that girl's acting that way? Ask the questions, like Socratic method, right? Ask the questions of like, why do you think why do you think it's okay for her to do that, but not guys to do that? Look for and start a conversation with them and say and then lead them along to the point that you want to lead them to. So it's their lead, because they think they're participating in the conversation instead of you going, listen, Junior, when I was your age, girls were like, don't try to pontificate and professorial, you know, kind of thing. Engage them in the conversation. Let them answer questions, because then they'll come to the conclusions you're talking about. If you're engaged in a one-on-one with them. And then the real trick of that, though,
is waiting for your moments. So if something's happening in popular culture, something's happening on TikTok, something's happening in your family life, whatever, wait for those moments, ask those questions, have those conversations. And then when the guy, when your sons get to be 17, hand them the book and say, I want you to read this. And we're going to talk about these chapters as you read it and then have that conversation. That's the intent of this book. And the reason why I always stress the print version of it is because I want guys to read it and go, hey, Fresh, what do you think about this part right here? I want to start that conversation live, real time, eye to eye kind of thing. And do that with your son. Do that with your daughter. Do that with your kids.
The Rational Toddler coming out in the summer of 2022.
One final thing for the reader, because I do have a gateway drug to the red pill.
I love it.
13 and 14. You need them to start thinking differently. And I'm going to recommend my book, Worthless, the Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major. It's not that long. It's 160, 170 pages. It is well within the reading age range, so it won't be over their heads. But it will get them thinking differently. And just getting a young person to question what they're being told by school is a great way to segue into critical
thinking about intersexual dynamics.
Real quick, someone just asked in the chat, this is interesting. He says, is Donovan Jewish? So much self-deprecation. No, that's self-awareness. Like, listen, I'm 43. I know who and what I am, and I know who and what I'm not, right? And you know, I tell the truth about women. I tell the truth about myself. I have a temper problem. I have a criminal record. I'm a multiple-time convicted felon. I have a very low tolerance for bullshit. I tend to cut across people in conversations. I'm disagreeable by nature. I don't have a pause button. I'm high octane all the time. This is just who I am. I acknowledging it and being self-aware. I don't think it's self-deprecating. It's just being self-aware.
There you go.
That's a good, honest. Exactly.
So, Warrior Son of the, so transitioning over. Warrior Son of Wonder, Canadian $10. Rolo, I ordered that ESP LTD you suggested. I have no idea what I'm doing with guitars, but it really appeals to me. What would you suggest I start with once I get it? I don't know if you got a quick answer for that one. But
Hit me up an email, and I'll give you some links to some good instructional stuff on YouTube.
The Paranormal Soldier, $10. I'm going to start a male escort service called Mr. Panderer. The escort
yes!
won't have sex. They will just tell the women that they're great and listen to them talk. The escorts will be required to dress up like pandas.
I like
that
idea.
That's hilarious.
I like that.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I like that, man.
What else? Okay. Rex Allen, $15. What kind of game do you recommend using on a girl with attachment issues, meaning if you hold your masculine frame, it angers her? No protection, make her step out of the relationship, alpha cucked.
Next.
The
next question. The next girl.
Exactly. Nope. All right, so Sculptor 999, much love from LA. Thank you guys for spreading the red pill gospel. Currently on monk mode, and life is great. Yeah, man, do what makes you happy. That's what matters.
Do what you choose, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
It's your choice.
If women don't make you happy, you like having your personal time, that's fine, man.
Your choice.
Peter Lee, $10. Rollo's articles on his Rational Mail blog opened my eyes. I've purchased his book. Great starting point for newbies. Absolutely, man. Book 4 is out, guys. Go get it. Appealing to women's emotion rather than reason from Rollo. Absolutely. Oh, Aiden asked this earlier, right?
Yes, question.
Yeah.
What?
Appealing to women's emotions versus logic. I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
So you need to, when you are dealing with women, understand that they are beginning the conversation from an emotional perspective. You're probably, as a guy, are going to start,
logic.
If you're getting into a debate with a woman, that's usually where guys start, because it's instinct, emotion, and reason. Women are instinct, emotion, and reason. That's the process for interpreting their world and interpreting information. For men, it's usually instinct, reason, and then emotion, unless they have a whole world teaching them that they should prioritize emotion before everything else. Left to their own devices, that's usually how guys go. Our brains are wired to process emotions differently than women. So the conversation that you're having with that woman, when you get into that conversation, you understand you're not speaking the same language. And that doesn't mean you have to go, oh, okay, sweetie, honey, whatever. You don't have to like turn into a chick to relate to them. In fact, that's shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
But you do, as a guy, need to understand that the language she's speaking, the language you're speaking, she's starting from emotion. You're probably starting from reason when it comes to debate, right? If you're trying to mac on a girl, if you're trying to sarge with a girl, then maybe you're going to want to find some way to leave her with an emotional association with you. That's like P PUA 101. It doesn't matter if it's negative, it doesn't matter if it's positive. She just has to feel something when she's with you. Mm-hmm. As you were saying before, most guys are betas, they're invisible. And the guy that steps out of his lane and says, whether he leaves her with a negative emotion, like I'm sure Kevin Samuels left Amanda with a very negative emotion. But you know what? She's talking about that shit today.
Yep, she is.
Her with an emotional association with Kevin Samuels. I'm sure she's talking about me for the same reason, for whatever else I was talking about, whether it's positive or it's negative. And guys think that, oh, I got to make her like me, like me. No.
No.
She just has to remember you. Yeah. She has to get and remember the feelings that she had. Like when they tell, like old PUAs used to say, you've got to take her on a date, like take her rock climbing or skydiving or something that's going to get that emotional high so that there's an emotional association with you from the word go. And then that's actually the key to really good game is leaving her with an emotional association. Guys go, well, I don't want to validate her, blah, 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 blah. Well, then you don't belong in the game.
Yep.
So, you know, if you don't want to play the game, then don't play the game. But that's the game you have to play.
Here's one from Fred.
Go ahead. Aaron, you want to read that one?
No, he's asking for Rollo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fred Friedman, Solwell, $10. Rollo, can you talk about why you think Tucker Max and Mark Manson settled with AverageChicks.com wives while Roosh took the God pill? Will more men take God pill in the future with the trend? Oh, wow. Good question.
I actually have an answer. I have an answer for that. I've been with a lot of women, banged a lot of chicks. A lot of guys like to sort of attack my credibility. Donovan is in a long-term relationship. He doesn't know anything about the game. His woman is average at best, right? If Donovan were really Captain Red Pill, his girlfriend would be a 22-year-old hot girl. This is what they say. If my girlfriend were a 22-year-old hot girl, I wouldn't have the time to do what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
Now, when I retire by the age of 50, which is my goal, maybe I will have the time to have a 22-year-old hot girl. But taming and training women takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. Back then, I had the time and the willingness to do that when I was 32, 33, 34, 35 years old. At 43, I no longer have that luxury. But I do enjoy the companionship of a woman who can add to my life, both physically, sexually, and financially. And so this is why I have chosen Devin. Is Devin the hottest girl I've ever been with? Not by a mile. Is Devin is she the woman I love the most? No, not by a mile. She's probably number 4 or 5 on that list. But she makes me happy. I enjoy her company, and I don't have to put much effort into keeping her in line. This is why these guys settled. Well, this is my reason for settling down with an average chick. I made her above average, but that's my reason. You guys can call it an excuse all you want to, but you guys have to understand the younger and hotter the girl, the more time it takes to keep her in line. That's not skill is something I have. Time is something I don't.
Please.
I'll be quick.
No.
Let me dispel anybody's ideas here. No, I'm not going to divorce my wife of 25 years to get credit with you, Mr. MGTOW. that's out
divorce
the way.
Divorce your wife, Rollo.
Yeah. Right. If he was really red pill, he'd divorce his wife and be with a supermodel.
I have to explain to my wife. Sorry, honey. We're going to have to get divorced. So
and dude,
MGTOW Dictionary, well, I'll be legit with these fucking guys.
Dude, Devin loves Rollo's wife.
Yeah,
she is all she can talk about. I was like, all right, I get it.
So anyway, so that's out of the way. Here's to answer your question about Tucker Max and Mark Manson. And so what these guys are is what I call the prodigal sons. Okay, they leave their father's plantation, estate, whatever. Give me my money. This is out of the Bible, right? Give me my money, my inheritance. I'm gonna go out and seek my fortune in the world, and that's what they do. And they spend it all on hookers and blow. Okay, and so they go out there for a while. They rock and roll and they have a good time and everything. And then they say, you know what? Oh, I'm destitute. I'm poor. Whatever. Well, I'm going to go back to my father's house and maybe he'll accept me and he'll let me eat with the pigs with the slop. Right. So then that's the story. Right. That is a parable that is not just about religion. It is about ideology. It's about about how we think. Right. The greatest ideology, the greatest religion we have right now is the feminine imperative, and it is gynocentrism. So what happens is you get a guy like Julian Blank, you get a guy like Tucker Max, you get a guy like Mark Manson, you get a guy like Todd Valentine, you get a guy like all of these guys who used to be these incorrigible bachelors, like Tucker Max. I hope they serve beer in hell, right? He's describing having anal sex with some chick in college or whatever, and then suddenly the clouds part and the light shines down and the angels sing and he's finally married and he's got a baby. And what is he? What's the first thing he has to do? He has to go back to his father's estate. He has to go back and say, sorry, ladies,
I was wrong. I want to live the real good, the domestic life. I'm going to be a real good dad. All that stuff that I did before, that was wrong. I shouldn't have gone off the plantation. And now I'm coming back to the gynocentric plantation. So you get a guy like Julian Blank going on the Today Show saying, oh, I'm sorry for my actions, blah, blah, blah. You get Tucker Max writing a book, you know, the opposite book to hope they serve beer in hell. You got Neil Strauss. Neil Strauss was the author of the fucking Game.
Neil.
A really good example of prodigal son. He writes the book on Game, goes out, you know, he got with the chick. He's in a divorce right now. He's doing divorce settlement. Wrote another book to sort of counterbalance the Game, because it's like, oh no, I've changed. I'm holy now. The same thing was going on with Roosh is a good example of this.
Yep.
Writes lay guides for his entire, like, for the last 20 years or so.
Yep.
And now he's suddenly holier than holy. And it's the prodigal son. And you know how I know it's the prodigal son? Because the old religion, gynocentrism, whatever religion it is, they welcome him with open arms. Come on in, because that means they're right.
We were right the whole time,
and here's our proof. This guy, he went out there and blew all his inheritance on hookers and blow, and he came back here. So we must be validated. We must be the correct way to think. And so they come back in, and now he's getting – in the case of Rue, she's going on religious podcasts, and they're going, well, tell us about what it was like to be a man whore.
A player.
Right? Yeah. And then same thing with even the guys in RSD. The guys in RSD aren't doing Game anymore. They're talking about – they want to be Tony Robbins now. Yeah. They want to do positivity and
personal development.
Yeah. It's, you know, shove a Brazilian power crystal up your ass, and now you're – and we're all going to feel good about ourselves. It's all feel-good shit. It's no longer what they were doing before, because they're the prodigal sons – that came back to the plantation. They came back to the estate. And you'll see that narrative play out in a lot of different ways. So Mark Manson, all the rest of these guys, they're still playing to what they were against before. And now suddenly they've come back to the fold. And because the people in the fold are so stupid and they want to feel validated by their own belief set, they're like, I don't care if you talk shit about us, you're now part of the family. Come back in, slay the fatted calf, let's throw a party, right? That's what they love it, because it's validation of their beliefs.
Right.
That's where they're at, only in a red pill sense, or maybe in a religious sense, according to Roosh.
Damn, son, where'd you find that?
Prodigal son.
What?
Telegram. Okay. Samurai Flack, $10, your psychic Rolo. I brought up ovulatory ship with a trad woman on a stream. She rejected out of hand because I don't know her as a person. Very much a Roosh type story.
And you're a bad person for bringing it up.
Isidro Hernandez, $9.99. I'm 6'3 and make over $100,000. I haven't had issues getting laid, but I do have issues getting eights and above. I have a huge overbite, which throws me off when I try any tips.
Get your teeth fixed, man. Yeah.
Marco Radzovich with the $10 super sticker. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I got to say this, man. A lot of guys harp on like how girls look, eights and nines and tens. Bro, real talk, when you have a girl in your life, right, that can help you with your passion and your goals, that is priceless. And she may not be the best looking girl in the world, but guess what? She'll do move forward in your life. That's powerful. So to me, having an 8, 9, or 10 is cool, but at the same time, it's not all guys. Trust me.
Yeah, you're going to have to deal time with. That's why I got a really nice girl, and she's not a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
She's about a 7.
I'm telling you guys.
But she cooks, and I don't have to worry about her finances.
Yeah. Guys, everybody wants a dime until they deal with one, man.
Oh my God.
It's a pain in the ass, guys.
Listen, don't get me wrong. They're fun, right? They're fun, but at some point, the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Yeah. They live in a bizarre world, bro. Imagine dealing with a human being that's never been held accountable for their actions.
Oh,
that's what it's
God.
Like being with a 10. And then I got Metal Gear Sodomy Wanted. Don DeMarco says he's
Metal
a super
Gear
Sodomy.
Oh, God. Sodomy,
there's your super chat, your Don DeMarco, my friend, and also since you love Metal Gear Solid, I do too.
Snake.
Yeah, Snake, exactly. 3:46, and then we'll start wrapping up here, guys.
I gotta go.
This won't be the last one then.
What did you say about my family?
Okay, end it.
A troll.
All right, guys. All right,
well, thank you for trolling.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's it.
With that said, guys, we're going to catch you guys, I don't know, some other time.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight, maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe. Womanese Volume 4 drops tomorrow. It drops in 13 hours and 59 minutes. Yep. 13 hours, 59 minutes tomorrow at noon Eastern, Womanese Volume 4. If you are a patron, if you are a $5 patron and above, you get a 15% discount on Womanese Volume 4, not to be combined with any of their offers because you can't really do that. Somebody wanted to know how much Womanese Volume 4 was. The cost of Womanese Volume 4 will be revealed at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. So get that. Listen, become a patron, get 15% off. Listen, you can become a patron then unsubscribe, but when you start scrolling down, you're going to stay. So
yeah,
looking forward to that.
Aaron, where can the people find you?
Several websites. You can go to assholeconsulting.com. That's my primary consulting
and
site.
And that is not a joke, guys. That is,
a real place. It's a real thing. I also have a website called olderbrother.com, which is kind of the parallel website to assholeconsulting.com.
Right.
More content-wise, my flagship site is captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. But YouTube, just search Aaron Clary, AaronClarey. You'll find my channel where I do most of my consultations because they want video responses. And then I also have two podcasts I run out of that called The Clary Podcast and Good Morning Corona Chan. You can just go through that. Hey. Everybody loves Good Morning Corona.
That's great. Wait, I love the name. You forgot the leprechaun.com.
Leprechaun, yeah. And then
coin collector.
I forgot to mention, I do have 9 books out there. The 2 main ones that most of your audience would probably be interested in would be Bachelor Pad Economics.
A must read for every guy.
Yeah. Then also my most recent one,
Book of Numbers.
The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI and the Pursuit of Women. And also, I forgot to mention this, the last time I have a book that some in your audience might be interested in is The Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty. To help black men. The book
it's
kind of explains
very, very good.
Guys, by the way, I give Cappy a hard time, but he gave me some really good advice to be the best version of myself. And he's still a Jew, but, you know, he's
cool. Still a Jew, yeah. If you're okay, buddy.
And I didn't know he was Jewish until, like, 15 minutes
I didn't
ago.
Know he was Jewish until I was 21.
I'm Rollo Tomasi, as you know. I have 4 books that are available on Amazon. The latest one is Religion. And I am actually working on a 5th right now.
What?
At least the outline. Yeah, it's not going to be the that is not the title.
The Irrational Female?
No.
Maybe? I don't know.
No. So go check those out. They are all available on Amazon and soon to be Ingram Spark, too. I think that's what I'm going to work with next.
Awesome.
I am also available every Sunday. I do a live stream on my channel, which is you can find me at Rollo Tomasi or The Rational Male. You can find me. I do a live stream, a long stream on Sundays. I'm switching over to like 30-minute clips on Wednesdays and little interspersed clips.
Oh,
so you
cool.
Just find you can find my material on YouTube. And I am also one of 2 guitarists in a band called Trial of Ascension.
Hey,
you can find us on. We're on Spotify. You can go to trialofascension.com. That's the website. We're on Facebook, and that's your groove, and that's your music. You can find us on Spotify as well. We got a 4-song EP, and we'll probably have another 4 out by April. So
man, y'all are legit, man.
Yo, I'm gonna play it for sure in my car.
We got Stavros, $49.99. Found Rollo, and now found Fresh and Fit. You guys are on fire. Here's some money to feed Aaron. Keep it up, fellas.
It's a lot, guys.
And then
it's
another
a lot.
$50 super chat. If it flies, floats, or fakes, or facts, see what he means. Yeah. Lease it, don't buy it. I think that's the Tom Likas right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then Wavel from Dallas, paying my respects to the All Star Squad. Fresh Myron, did you do this for All Star Weekend? They're gonna have a CJ y'all clown and Aaron. Just listen to your audio. Rollo the Goat. Donovan got the sauce.
Thank you, Wavel.
Thank you so much, Wavel.
And hey guys, real quick as well, on my. I know you guys ask all the time, for example, when is Days on the Mat coming back?
It'll come back out next week.
Next week, Monday.
Next week.
After so, Donovan's course. So guys, get Womanese Volume 4 first, and then come Monday to us.
Yeah. So,
send in all the affiliate links for you guys.
There you go, guys. So with that said, guys, catch us on patreon.com/freshfit. And yeah, guys, thank you so much, man. This was great.
This was awesome. This was awesome.
Yeah, no.
And I finally got to meet him. And now we got in the same room together.
You just gotta meet in Miami, guys. Like the video on your way out because we're definitely gonna get hit with the algorithm for all the truth bombs.
Yeah, we're all getting deplatformed tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
guys, please like the video and subscribe. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do a breakdown.
Breakdown.
And then other than that, guys, thank you so much.
And nice.
Peace, man.
Or
like I said, if I wake up early enough, I'll text 50 because I got to go there and watch. Maybe